Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you to Christian Worldview this morning. Currently in the low 70s throughout the upstate of South Carolina, around 73 in Anderson, 73 in Greenville, Spartanburg area. And we're going to get up into the mid-80s today. They're saying it may even be hotter than that. A lot of humidity today with mostly cloudy skies. So it's going to be kind of a nasty, muggy day, it sounds like. If you're making your way out to work, be prepared for that occurrence. This is Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us this morning. As always, we've got a great show on tap for you today. It should be overflowing with all sorts of good things to hear about and think about. This morning we have a new phone number we'd like you to try out. It's 864-849-0275. That's 864-849-0275. The staffs and the production people at Tyranny Response Network have been working hard this weekend to get some improvements done to our technology. Unfortunately, we did not get our signal improved for those of you who are hoping to have, and I was hoping to have, improved reception this morning. In different parts of Greenville, it was not able to get transpired. Of course, we have volunteer staff, as you know, and sometimes things just don't go according to plan. So we apologize for that. As soon as possible, we've got some improvements coming on to the signal quality in the works. However, we have improved our phone system significantly, we hope. And so we'd ask you to give us a call on this new phone number today, 864-849-0275. 864-849-0275. Also want to refer you to our website, tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com. Take your pick, either one. This website contains all the major announcements that we make during the show. You should be able to go ahead and call us there on that. Look us up there at that line or that line. Thinking phone here still on that website. Find out about the events we've got going on around town in the upstate of South Carolina, including the Patriot meeting that's coming up this Friday, as well as the Patriots in Asheville, which are occurring on Tuesday night. Tonight there is the Institute on the Constitution. Don't forget to go to the Institute on the Constitution if you can. It's located at South Point Baptist Church, 203 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer. You can call Pastor Tony Romo for information on this at 864-269-1443. Well worth going to. Only 4 weeks left on the Institute on the Constitution. It's just a great effort to help people understand about the great heritage they have in the history of the United States Constitution and, as Christians, what their worldview should be towards and related to this great document and the government to which our founding fathers originally established. There'll be a meeting this Thursday night of the League of the South. That'll be at Prime Sirloin, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday evening. Hope you can attend all of these events. And again, if you need information on any of them, simply go to the tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com website, and you'll be able to find out all that information there, what I've just mentioned, in some greater detail. This afternoon, hopefully, Rip and Richie will be starting his own show, the Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse. Should be a great event. Hope you all can tune in at 4:30 until about 6 o'clock in the afternoon for that occurrence to go off. There's been having some technical problems too, getting that up and going, as there was last week. So if you don't hear it today, you'll understand again the nature of the volunteer business we have going here. And please do tune in. It could be in consecutive days until you do hear him, but he should be on today, Lord willing. And we're looking forward to Rip and Richie's own show being up on the air. It's going to be a great time, a good event for everyone involved. Okay, well, what do we have on tap for today? There was one other announcement that needs to be made, and I should do that quickly here before we go on. There was Joyce has been announcing for us that Bob Inglis and others have been having this meeting planned for the area today. I believe it. Uh, I believe this is going to be happening at the Harkness International plant at 1:15 today. And there's another something or other Mills, and I've forgotten where it is, folks. I apologize for that. But there is an important meeting about CAFTA this afternoon going on at the Harkness International building on Garlington Road. This is where they're going to discuss informally CAFTA with Bob Inglis. Somebody needs to be there from the right side to oppose this globalist organization, and we hope that you can make it there. Apparently, we've already been invited. We've told them that we'd be coming, and when I say we, I'm talking about all of us who are opposed to this whole measure regarding CAFTA. You can show up at this meeting at 1:15 at the Harkness International on Garlington Road in Greenville. Hope you can make it there this morning. Okay, what else have we got on tap for today? Well, let's see, terrorists retool carnage in Iraq. We have a story that's just breaking here. As always, we disparage from this sort of thing. The car bombs killing troops and civilians in Iraq have grown more sophisticated as insurgents gain training and financing across the border in Syria, defense officials say. The officials estimate that improvised explosive devices, both roadside and car-borne, now account for 50% of daily attacks or contacts in Iraq. When the IED attacks began in full force in late 2003, most bombs were made of artillery and mortar shells, but lately the coalition is discovering more sophisticated bombs made of mixed explosives, some of which include penetrating warheads to kill people inside buildings. We know they're training in Syria because we have no threat of being picked up. They train in Syria, Iraq, and then assigned to missions as well. There remain some suicide bombers who have been found tied to the steering wheels of their vehicles. This has led to the public statements from the Pentagon officials that bombers are being forced to carry out life-ending missions. But there is another theory among military commanders. The insurgents are strapped to the steering wheel to aid them in keeping the car on target by preventing them from slumping over in the event that they are wounded by gunfire. Some vehicle-borne IEDs are rigged to be remotely detonated, so all the driver has to do is get near the target. I guess that makes some sense if you're a terrorist bomber. Sad to see this sort of thing occurring. Of course, there are lives lost almost every day in Iraq and elsewhere that George Bush has led his imperial war, and we're not surprised when we see these tragedies go on. Sad fact, but nevertheless, this is part of the way the world has been working lately. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're trying to catch up with our break schedule here, so we're going to go ahead and take our top of the hour 8 o'clock break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're glad that you've joined us here this morning. Once again, our new phone number, 864-849-0275. Do give us a call at this number, 864-849-0275, trying to get into a more permanent phone situation. And this, I believe, is our latest solution from the production staff. So do give us a call if you get a chance. In fact, for those who are in the TRN network, even those who are regular staff members, you might want to just try it out since it's a new type of phone we're working with, and we'd like to get our facilities worked out. So if you happen to be listening at the moment and can get to a phone, and you're a TRN staff member, go ahead and give us a call at 849-0275, and we'll look forward to chatting with you online about how our signal's coming across and so forth. At any rate, we have some more news stories ahead, but we'd like to also give you the weather once again. We have currently in the upstate in the low to mid-70s, Greenville-Spartanburg at 73, downtown Greenville 73, Anderson actually up to 74 now, and Clemson at 73, and these are low temperatures for the morning. Believe it or not, we're going to get up to the mid-80s or higher. It's always higher, it seems to me, than what they predict, and we're looking for a continuous heat and humidity today, making it a fairly miserable, muggy day outside. So a good day to be hiding out in your cubicle. Of course, this is going to bring on some rainfall today. It looks like we will be expecting hourly rainfall rates generally averaging between 1/10 and 1/4 inch, with isolated thunderstorms putting down more as much as an inch of rain an hour. So we need to be prepared for a rainy, muggy, wet day today. And if you're just getting out the door to go on your way to work, be prepared for that. Okay, we have the G8 Pact slates. The G8 Pact slates $40 billion in debt relief from the Associated Press reporting today. The U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow, who helped hammer out the deal, called it an achievement of historic proportions. Officials said 18 countries, many in sub-Saharan Africa, will benefit immediately from the pact to scrap 100% of the $40 billion they owe to the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and Africa Development Bank. And aid charities welcomed the package that said at least 62 countries should get full debt cancellation. The debt relief proposal was put forward by Britain and the United States after talks in Washington last week between President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair. It was made possible by significant concession by the White House when agreed to the debt write-off would not jeopardize future aid funding. Oh, really? Previously, Mr. Bush had instead insisted debt relief come out of existing aid packages. The G8 countries pledged to provide additional funds to compensate the World Bank and African Development Bank for the assets written off. Okay, what that means is, and they're also going to be pushing for fair trade, it says in here. What that essentially means is the American taxpayer just gave an enormous gift to a bunch of African countries. Not that we're incompassionate again, but it is wrong for American tax dollars to be used for charity. I've written an article about that regarding the tsunami, as you recall, several weeks ago. It's on the website if you'd like to read. And it's also a Liberty Minutes that plays on the Tyranny Response Network often during the day, as I understand it. If you want to understand exactly why it's wrong, for the American government to give charitable donations based on its own taxpayers, the looting it takes from taxpayers. Please listen to or read that article. I think you'll see exactly why, and be compelled to agree with me. And Davy Crockett and Walter Williams and Grover Cleveland and many others in history who have said the same thing. It's a sad day when we see the American government doing these kinds of things. Of course, when they make these loans originally, there's no talk about just canceling the debt and then just giving them a gift at the taxpayer's expense here. But of course, this is always part of the plan. It keeps those other nations dependent on the United States, as stupid children would be, or retarded children, or incapacitated and handicapped children. And globalists like this sort of thing. They've not liked to see the development of Africa too fast. In fact, over there you have an absolute crisis of monumental proportions on account of AIDS and other sorts of debilitating diseases and family structure effects. So, at any rate, this is the problem we have in Africa these days, and a greater problem we have with the World Bank and the IMF and these sorts of programs. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported, and here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NP Pros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS as in professionals, your nonprofit professionals. That's npros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.npros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with a government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275. Or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And here we are back at Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Speaking of taxes, there's tax cut campaigners vowing to topple Virginians. Anti-tax groups promised that Virginia lawmakers who voted to the largest tax increase in state history would pay for it at the polls. As it turns out, only six of the 19 targeted Republican delegates faced challengers in Tuesday's primary election. And so here we are talking about betrayal in Virginia, the South, as we have one of the greatest southern states, if not the greatest southern state in many regards. Nevertheless, up there now, what a change of events in the last 100 years or so. We end up having such a huge tax increase, and these people voting for it now are being attacked by the anti-tax forces. Interestingly enough, they said, we hope that the conservative Republicans get tired of the bloodbath, said Sarah Chamberlain Resnick, the group's executive director. Let's fight the Democrats. Let's not fight each other now. She said national polls show that Republicans want fiscally responsible lawmakers, better schools, clean air, more than lower taxes. You know, this is a joke. Republicans, come on, let's face it. We have Republican Senate, Republican House. We have Republicans dominating in many states, including ours, where we have people like Lindsey Graham and Jim DeMint. We have George W. Bush. We have huge budgets. We don't have fiscal conservatives. This is silly, but this is yet nevertheless the gullible nature of folks to believe this sort of stuff, this tripe on and on again. And here we are still being told these lies. We know it's not true, those of us who simply look at the facts of what Bush and his cronies have done, and all the other Republicans for that matter. Okay, we have Gray Echoes, figures for economic, giving us some more news for the morning here. Figures for the economic exploitation of Southern taxpayers by the Yankee conquerors and the fraudulent Reconstruction governments. The first figure is the state's debt at the end of the war. The second, the state's debt after carpetbagger rule. Much of the money stolen from taxpayers in the South by their illegitimate carpetbagger governments was used to line personal pockets. This was a direct result of the War of Conquest, as usual. It was exactly what was fought to enrich the Yankees by stealing what belonged to Southerners. For instance, Alabama at the war's end had almost $6 million in debt. And after carpetbagger rule, when Reconstruction ended in 1877, there was $38 billion. Arkansas went from $4 million up to, this is the days before inflation, folks, and so millions were lots of money back then. The days before, we had a Federal Reserve and things, where million was nothing, and billions and trillions are what the big numbers are nowadays. Anyway, Arkansas was $4 million, went up to almost $20 million. Florida started at $221,000, went up to $50 million. Louisiana started out at $10 million, went up to $50 million. North Carolina started at $6 million, went up to almost $35 million. South Carolina started at $5 million, went up to $39 million. Mississippi had hardly any debt, went up to $2 million. Tennessee had $20 million, went up to $45 million. Texas had none, and they ended up with $20 million. Virginia started out with almost $32 million and went up to $45 million. This is the source of this information is the Congressional Globe. Speech to Congress: plunder by the Republican Party by Representative Daniel Voorhees, a Democrat from Indiana, March 23rd, 1872. Oh, these figures are actually 1872, before Reconstruction ended. Before the seats vacated in 1861 by Southern Congressmen were cold, the economic order of the United States had been turned on its head. The tariff had taken off and upward trajectory that would leave even industrialists breathless. The nation's resources were thrown open to private profit. The whole banking and monetary system was revamped to suit investors and creditors. A tax scheme was created that weighed against the small consumers. The North's factories and even its army were thrown open to immigrant contract labor, and the federal government was using the military to put down labor strikes. Congress and the president gave another 100 million acres to various railroads free of charge. After the war, Reconstruction had more to do with the reordering of the South as a section and reducing it to the status of a financial industrial colony than with black people. Fear, vengeance, love of union, and interest in civil rights may have played a part in Reconstruction, but it seems clear, especially after the 1876 election, that what the South suffered had much more to do with the establishment of permanent Republican Party control, tariff protection, and rigging the nation's financial arrangements to suit bankers, creditors, and New England industrials. Well, this is an interesting article. I appreciate the research staff finding this for us about from Gray Echoes on what actually transpired after the carpetbaggers took over during Reconstruction. So they basically put a lot of debt on the books, lined their own pockets with the cash, and enriched themselves at the expense of the Southern people. Sad tragedy in American history. We know about this tragedy. We've heard about it, but we always enjoy learning more facts, just more things to fuel the fire of our indignation against the Yankee conquerors or against all of those who want to oppress people through the central government here in America, in this great land of the free, the supposed land of the free and the home of the brave. At any rate, interesting article. Another article came up, Iraq and Moral Corruption. Actually, this is a story, a longer article written by Lou Rockwell himself off the lourockwell.com website. For years, people would debate the real reasons the U.S. invaded Iraq. Was it an honest mistake based on beliefs that Hussein regime was hiding weapons? Was it revenge for political disobedience? Was it about oil for regional control, Bush's place in history, or bolstering the U.S. military budget? Maybe it was only to satisfy the post-9/11 bloodlust. Given the mixed-up world of half-truths, lies, duplicity, and all war ambitions, these tantalizing questions may never be fully resolved, even by the most objective observers, of which there are few. But we do know with apodictic certainty. That means you can't deny it. This comes from one logical thing to the next, and you can deduct the conclusion. Virtually nothing in Iraq has gone in the U.S. As the U.S. envisioned it. It is a calamity that might have not quantitatively equaled Vietnam in terms of the loss of life, but it is qualitatively equal to any of the Great War failures in world history. The Bush administration fanaticized about using shock and awe to decapitate the Iraqi regime, and then King Midas-like touching the country to make it prosperous, civil, and most important, compliant. The Iraqi government fell quickly, but 27 months later, a complicated and bloody chaos reigns. What we have in Iraq today is the very definition of barbarism, martial law, puppet government, civil war, daily bloodshed, spreading poverty and disease, and no end in sight. Meanwhile, the country's oil exports are spotty and unpredictable due to bad management and unrelenting sabotage. The war is sowing and reaping hatred throughout the region. That comes with invasion and occupation, it says. Details of the existence of resistance is not hard to explain. The success of the resistance is not a mystery either. A private army using guerrilla tactics can succeed over long term where conventional government armies fail. This represents a deep form of intellectual corruption, which comes from the Bush administration not seeing, being able to comprehend from any of this. From the beginning, it has placed its hope in the glorious results that flow from the application of power and violence. But this represents a deep form of intellectual corruption that has afflicted the American right wing since the early days of the Cold War, when the entire movement put love for liberty on the shelf and acculturated itself to the merits of bombs and military socialism. Skipping down through his article, he says, I mentioned earlier that Iraq failure has many precedents. Consider the Soviet failure in Afghanistan. The ostensible goal of the Russian government, which invaded the country by citing security concerns, was to be replaced by a backward religious regime with an enlightened one that brought rights to all, guaranteed a higher standard of living, and put the country on the path to progress. And then he closes his article saying, for what shall it profit a man, asked the first century philosopher whom Bush calls his favorite, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Isn't this also true of a country? Well, we appreciate your comments here, Lou, this morning. I think you're right on the money, as you usually are, with most things, and having at least somewhat of a Christian worldview as well. I believe he's a Catholic, Lou Rockwell. But he happens to agree wholeheartedly with, I believe, a biblical premise and understanding of the truth on this particular point, this ridiculous war, insane war in Iraq. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions or comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Here's a news story for you about the protection we have on the border, well, the lack thereof, I suppose. U.S. Customs officials knew man had a court date the day he crossed the border. By Rob Gillies, Associated Press writer, June 11, 2005, Toronto. The Associated Press reports a Canadian senator said Friday U.S. Customs should have done a better job after they let a man carrying a homemade sword, a hatchet and a knife, brass knuckles and a chainsaw stained with what appeared to be blood into the United States. Gregory Dupres, I guess you pronounce that Dupree, arrived at the U.S.-Canadian border crossing at Calais, Maine, on April 25th, saying he was an assassin. At the same day, he was to be sentenced in Canada on charges he assaulted and threatened to kill his neighbor's son-in-law. The following day, a gruesome scene was discovered at the neighbor's. The decapitated body of a 74-year-old country musician named Frederick Fulton was found on Fulton's kitchen floor. His head was in a pillowcase under a kitchen table. His common-law wife was discovered stabbed to death in a bedroom. Canadian police and U.S. customs officials did not know about the slayings when customs officials let Dupres into the U.S., but they knew he was due in court that morning for sentencing on the assault case. They let him enter the U.S. anyway. Colin Carey, chairman of Canada's Standing Senate Committee on National Security and Defense, said U.S. Customs should have at least alerted the local police in Maine to keep an eye on him, you would think, if they really wanted to keep criminals out. I think it would have wanted to keep a close eye on that fellow for a while, Kenny said. The whole thing gives me a queasy feeling. Bill Anthony, a spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said Friday that Canada-born Dupres could not be detained because he is a naturalized U.S. citizen and there was no warrant out for his arrest. William Heffelinger, Deputy Assistant to Commissioner for Field Operations for United States Customs, acknowledged, though, that they knew he was probably going to skip his court appearance. We knew he was supposed to be in court, Heffelfinger said. There was an RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, officer at the port at that very time, and he would not go back to court. Heffelfinger said Dupres told customs officials that he was with the Marine Corps and a trained sniper with over 700 kills. Police did not track Dupres after he left customs. Well, it'd be hard to do, especially if you've been up to Calais, Maine, that area near New Brunswick and that old part of Canada, Newfoundland. Whatever it is up there, not Newfoundland. You'll find that, it's hard to have anybody track anything up there. It's very sparsely populated. Anthony said that he fingerprinted Dupres because obviously you don't want someone like that walking out of the port into your community where your officers live and your children play. Yeah, that'll help. Fingerprint him. That way you can tell after the fact after he's killed somebody. that he, you know, he was the one who did it. Joseph Gutteins, the University of Phoenix criminal justice professor, said they could have arrested Desprez for lying to a customs officer. The comment about 700 kills should have been tipped them that he was not telling the truth, he said. Eddie Young sat next to Desprez at the customs office when the agents processed them. Young told the New Brunswick Telegraph Journal that he heard Desprez tell customs officers he was an assassin. That's the reason I remember him. He said he was an assassin, Young said. When he came, when he come in, they opened up his bag up and took it out. It looked like large bayonets to me, but they could have been little longer than a bit longer for swords. And then two pairs of brass knuckles fastened into his bag, a chainsaw with what looked like a flat jacket, a bulletproof vest. Young said the customs officers appeared to be joking around with the swords. Okay, well, I won't read the rest of this. It's almost the end of the story, anyway. But at any rate, he became a suspect for the murders and history as well. This is the kind of guy we let across the border, folks. Do you want to know why I continually say that immigration problems are not going to be resolved by government? This is the reason why. Bureaucrats do not have an incentive to stop chaos, crime, terrorists, illegal immigrants, or anybody from crossing our border. It will not work until the border is completely privatized. And what happens when anytime you have government trying to run something like this, even if it were the military there, you're going to have bungling because of disincentives or misappropriated incentives and allocated incentives and politicizing of the whole process entirely. And so what we have here is a complete government failure. No surprise to me. Interesting to read the case of this mass or this murderer come across the border who might have been a mass murderer accused by a number of others with a number of others as well, perhaps 22 years old, coming across the American border in Maine. If we can do it there at a border station, how easy is it would have been for him just to walk across Saskatchewan on somebody's farmland into North Dakota? I'd say it'd been pretty easy. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coburn from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coburn. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Warning. Dr. Coburn's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn. Dr. Coburn is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer.
He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we're back here at Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, already in the upstate, 73 degrees in Greenville and in Spartanburg. Anderson and Clemson are up to 75. It's going to be well into the 80s today. You can probably interpret that to mean 90-something, although it will be mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be humid today, just like yesterday. It was really buggy, and it's going to be just as bad today or worse, with highs, as I said, in the mid-80s or greater. A little bit breezy, but there will be a chance of rain as the heat builds up. It should get up to about 50% chance of the area being hit with rain today. And sometimes the rain is going to be falling at a rate of an inch an hour where it's affected with the affected areas. Most of the time, just a tenth to a quarter of an inch an hour of rainfall today. If you are in one of the affected areas. Well, I've got to get a couple other announcements out here before we go on to the next news story. There is an important meeting today, a roundtable discussion on CAFTA. Now, CAFTA is a Central American Free Trade Area, and this is one of the forerunners of the FTAA Free Trade Agreement. It has nothing to do with free trade. It has everything to do with undermining the American Constitution, American sovereignty. It has to do with undermining our American way of life, and with imposing upon the American social structure and economic structure socialism and globalism. So this is something that must be opposed. If you have a chance to join the roundtable discussion, there will be one at 11 o'clock this morning at Mount Vernon Mills in Malden, and another one at 1:15 p.m. at Hartness International off of Garlington Road in Greenville. They are already expecting us. Literature can be brought, and we hope that there can be as many anti-CAFTA people at these meetings as possible today at one of these two meetings. In addition to that, we have a couple other meetings going on. One is for the Libertarians of the Upstate. July 18th is in Williamston, 2005 Carolina Day celebration. Join the Upstate Libertarians for their fifth annual Carolina Day celebration on Saturday, June 18th at Williamston's Memorial Spring Park. The Libertarian Carolina Day Picnic, a 21st century libertarian tradition. Join the various libertarian parties from the upstate for fun food and, of course, political discussions as we celebrate Carolina Day on June 19th. We will have covered dish picnic, meet at the park at noon, and libertarian candidate forum starting at 2 p.m. at the Mineral Spring Park in Williamston, South Carolina. Hope you can attend this Saturday at noon at the park. We also have the Greenville Patriots meeting tomorrow night in Asheville. If you need directions, go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. And the Fountain Inn, Greenville area again, Patriots, Carolina Patriots, meeting this Friday evening. Both those meetings start at 6:30 p.m. And hope you can attend. If you need directions to either one, simply go to the website, tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net, and you'll see them there under the Events tab. Well, we also have a quick announcement from about the Institute on the Constitution. The Institute on the Constitution has just 4 weeks left, and it goes on every Monday night, as you know, except there's a holiday. Tonight is no different. They're having a great meeting. Hope you can make it out to the Institute on the Constitution. The meeting time is at 6:30. If you have to get there a little late, they're not going to complain. They realize some people have to come and travel after work from Greenville or elsewhere, and it's kind of difficult to get there right at 6:30. But if by all means possible, get there at 6:30 so that they can start as quickly as possible and with the Institute on the Constitution. So that'll be held at 203 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer, South Carolina. And you can call Tony Romo, Pastor Tony Romo, if you have questions or need more information, 864-269-1443. That's 864-269-1443. Hope to see you there tonight. I'm going to try to be there tonight if at all possible, as I do enjoy going to these meetings, and maybe we'll get a chance to see you there. If you do go for the first time, make sure you let the folks know that you heard about the meeting on the Tyranny Response Network, especially on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Also, we're full of announcements today, and sorry to burden you with all these announcements, but hey, this is an important aspect of what we do to tell people what's going on in the Upstate. Remember, today, Rippin' Richie will begin his new show. Lord willing, if it doesn't happen today, it'll be sometime soon, but they've been practicing, gearing up for it to happen this over the weekend, and hopefully at 4:30 today until 6, you'll be able to hear Rippin' Richie on his Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse, a lighter side of something similar to what I do here at Christian Worldview. That's on purpose. He intends to make an appeal to a different kind or different group of people here in the Upstate in order to get them on the team, on our side, with those of us who want to change America for the better. We're working hard to do that at the Tyranny Response Network. Hope you'll have a chance to listen to his new show this afternoon starting at 4:30. All right, well, we have a couple of emails that came in that we need to discuss, a couple of emails of importance. First one is from Chuck. He says, "Hi, John. On Friday's show, you mentioned indentured servitude, and the current thinking that it must, like involuntary kind of slavery, be wrong. You saw no problem with it, nor do I. The Bible speaks of it, and even Jacob, the patriarch of Israel, indentured himself to win his wife Rachel. This act is not condemned, and the law given to Moses included instructions on servitude. In both cases, a clear distinction is made that the servitude is voluntary and the duration is limited. While we may sell ourselves into servitude, we may not sell our children. Perpetual indebtedness, or peonage, was outlawed by the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. What are we doing then when we expect our children to pay our national debt or pay Social Security? This latter is referred to as an intergenerational contract. Like many terms, such as contributions associated with Social Security, this contract cannot bear scrutiny. Can a whole generation truly be party to a contract? Even if it could, only the older generation signs on. The younger generation is being bound to this without consent. Babies are now given Social Security numbers at the hospital, with parents led to believe they had no choice, and babies are certainly too young to enter into a contract. How absurd. Fortunately, the law backing up this scam is pretty thin. We have Pete Hendrickson to thank for showing the way out, and he and many of his readers of Cracking the Code no longer pay Social Security or income tax, and we wish them continued success. All who want out of this mess should visit www.losthorizons.com and see his impressive research. In Liberty, Chuck." Well, Chuck, I couldn't agree with you more. You've hit the nail right on the head, and I appreciate that the comments about transferring, intergenerational transfers, or intergenerational holdup, is what Walter Williams calls it, the Ponzi schemes like Social Security and requiring one person to be enslaved to another, especially when we enter them into this contract at birth or when they're young children. It's ridiculous that this kind of thing could go on in the guise of or color of law. It really has nothing to do with anything lawful. It's an extortive, wicked event that we should oppose who hold the Christian worldview. I do want to encourage you to read this Cracking the Code book, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. And people who have read it have realized the federal income tax does not apply to them. They've requested and received over $300,000 in refunds, and that's just growing rapidly. And that just includes the refunds Cracking the Code author Peter Hendrickson knows because of grateful correspondence from readers. So at any rate, if you have a chance, go to this losthorizons.com and find out more about the Pete Hendrickson program for not paying taxes any longer, stopping having to contribute to the wicked system. You've heard it here on Christian Worldview first. Where else do you get this kind of information here in the Upstate? Have a look at that place. It'd be well worth your time to do so. And yes, we don't have a problem with indentured servitude either. Indentured servitude not only is biblical, it's actually useful. It's a useful social institution. Well, we'll talk about Dobson when we come back from the break. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in a minute.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know, that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported. And here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast. But we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NP Pros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS as in professionals, your non-profit professionals, that's nppros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.nppros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We had and before I get to the James Dobson section, we were going to talk a bit about him from some letters we received. Since we're on the tax subject right before the break here, there's also another site called whatistax.com. And another listener emailed this page to me. He says, "According to U.S. tax regulations and the rules for determining taxable income, most U.S. citizens don't owe any federal income tax. Nothing is for sale here. Search the tax rules using your own computer for instructions to determine taxable income. 6 files found, excluded income, computation of taxable income, or whatever. Any similar item will produce the rules of Section 861 for determining taxable income. And our tax rules aren't followed as written. According to the regulations themselves, searched with computers, most of us owe $0. Evidently, the income tax is misapplied, a fraud, and a lie." Well, interestingly enough, you might want to go ahead and go to this site, whatistax.com. Seems like it's also interesting if you happen to be interested in this whole tax issue, and why wouldn't you be as a person espousing the Christian worldview? We would also like to encourage you to call the show this morning. We have a new phone system we'd like to try out, make sure it's working well. You can reach us at 864-849-0275, 864-849-0275. Once again, just a reminder, we have the Institute on the Constitution this morning. In fact, Tony Romo wrote in this morning, Pastor Tony Romo, he said, "We will be having our scheduled Institute on the Constitution class this evening at 6:30 at South Point Baptist Church. We only have 4 more classes left, and tonight we are getting into lesson number 9, which covers the development of the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment in particular. This is a good piece to attend, that's for sure. Our discussion will not be quite as long because of a second video by David Barton. Call those folks you haven't seen lately and encourage them to continue with their participation. We are close to completion, too close to completion to quit now." So that's 6:30 tonight at 203 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer. Hope you can be there this evening. All right, Dr. Dobson. Yes, we've been talking about Dr. James Dobson, this icon of Christendom as it is today in the modern evangelical circle. And Dr. Dobson apparently had a Christian evolutionist on the show recently, and some people and the research staff have dug up this fellow's latest interview with Dr. Ross with Dr. Dobson. His name is Hugh Ross. Hugh Ross is the name of the evolutionist. And Hugh Ross, what was he up to? Well, as I said, he was a Christian evolutionist. There was also a couple, the Bobkins, who are psychologists, who wrote a book some years ago evaluating the methods of Dr. Dobson, exposing him as a Freudian. Well, apparently when this other guy, Ross, was on, he said that he agreed with theistic evolution. So Dobson evidently, according to his own words, and I've heard this from the mouth of two eyewitnesses to this particular program now from the Tyranny Response Network, he has sold out and is no longer believing in six-day literal creation. In addition to that, Dobson is going into the Freudian camp and bailing out of traditional orthodox theology and buying into something false. Through this Freudian psychology. So there's a lot of comments coming in about Dr. Dobson today. Here's a letter that was sent on June 16th, 1993 to Dr. Dobson by one of our listeners. In fact, Nelson sent this to me from his own archives, apparently. He says, "Dear Dr. Dobson, I felt moved to write to you after reading your June letter. Having moved from New Jersey to South Carolina, where I no longer seem to be near a radio when your program is coming on, however, I sense that you may still in some ways be more preoccupied with the world than the word. I'm going to be very frank with you. Dr. Dobson, in your earlier letter, you commented on the national situation. Typically, you have not chosen to back up your analysis with scripture at all, but rather with quotations from worldly experts like mass media mogul Mortimer Zuckerman, black economist Walter Williams, and psychologist John Rosamund. This is, of course, quite politically correct, but none of these gentlemen is especially known to be a Bible-believing Christian, are they? Dr. Dobson, you've done some outstanding work since founding Focus, but one can't help wondering why, in the course of your voluminous writing and broadcasting, you rarely consult with such family experts, values experts such as Jesus Christ, Moses, Solomon, David, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, James. You endlessly refer to that being big secular thinkers out of our age instead. Why is that? Well, I wonder, I'll just interject here. Maybe it's because he's a PhD in psychology. Doesn't necessarily mean he knows anything about the Bible. But that could be one answer. Continuing on, he says, "I am one supporter of Focus on the Family who is honestly puzzled. You are on the air for hours each week. You have a large communications empire. You are a prolific author, etc., all ostensibly for Christ and his war against evil, yet almost never explore the biblical view of things in any depth through these media. A skeptic might even conclude that you consider psychology, William Bennett, Oral Hershiser, Frank Peretti, Marge Caldwell, Mortimer Zuckerman, et al., better sources of wisdom than the Bible. One would assume you interview such people, quote them, have them write articles, etc., because many or most share with you a profound love of the Bible as God's revealed word. If that is the case, one would think you folks would refer constantly to the Bible to check, confirm, and bolster up the points you all wish to make, but you don't. God has made no exceptions. He wants us to read and talk about His word all the time, when you're sitting at your house and when you're walking by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up, Deuteronomy 11:20. This certainly applies to whenever there is discussion of morals or values going on, the modern buzzword that. I don't think it can be taken for granted that those who listen to your program read the Bible enough that they don't need to hear from you, too. Bible illiteracy remains high in the churches. People go to church to feel good nowadays, and much Christian broadcasting appeals to the listener on the basis of emotion rather than the word, which is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and the discerning of the thoughts and intentions of the heart, Galatians 4:12. Dr. Dobson, I have a challenge to propose to you. Why don't you try taking a break from human wisdom and psychology sometime? Whatever your topic, you could refer exclusively to the Word of God for comments and analysis. The Bible is not there for us to think warm thoughts about. It's not for emergency use only. It is the foundation for all human activity, Psalms 127:1, Genesis 1, Revelation 22. All the whole Bible. It is the best possible ammunition in our war against liberalism and humanism." And he continues on with some more discussion about why he needs to actually have the Bible as his cornerstone. And this listener, back in 1993, this is interesting to pull out a letter 12 years old and talking about how James Dobson had slipped. Well, we appreciate very much Nelson's letter, and it seems that that James Dobson had slipped. I read a letter here from one of his staff members on the show exposing his Marxian tendencies with regard to the war in Iraq, the idea that you can brutally murder thousands of innocent people for the ostensible purpose of promoting the good of the rest of the ants that remain in the anthill, and a few other foibles in his nonsensical ideology, yet common ideology that is based on a neocon or liberal platform and certainly not based upon the Word of God or upon the philosophy of the Founding Fathers. He's gone over the edge, folks, and James Dobson should not be someone that you put your trust in or rely upon at all for good advice or good anything, for that matter, theology, public policy understanding, ideas about economics, or ideas about natural science. He's obviously gone over the deep end entirely, and off the deep end entirely, and we hope that we can expose him here today, as we've done, and in further shows. If you have more information about Dr. James Dobson and his decline, we would be happy to hear it here. Of course, we hope for the man's repentance. We don't want to see him fall away and fall into sin. We do actually hope that James Dobson returns and repents from this wickedness which he's doing. We don't hold any bitterness or animosity towards him, but while he is still doing what is evil, we need to expose him for what he is, because, unfortunately, many Christians are listening to this man, and this is leading them astray. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're coming up against a break here. We're going to take one quick break, and then we'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Just a reminder this morning, our phone number, 864-849-0275. That's 864-849-0275. You still have a chance to get on the show if you want to go ahead and give us a call. We'll see if we can't get you on the air. Just a quick announcement. Do you long for a return to the constitutionally limited government originally given us by the Founding Fathers, but feel powerless to make it happen? Are you disgusted with the immorality legislated from Washington and forced upon us by federal judges? Do you wish there were more people who felt the way you do? Well, Christian Exodus shares your beliefs. Our members are Christian constitutionalists just like you, and we're working in South Carolina to we're working in South Carolina to elect godly men who will refuse to obey illegal federal court rulings such as Judge Roy Moore did in Alabama. Our forefathers lit the path to liberty. Now our sons depend upon our success today. Please join with us at ChristianExodus.org, and we thank you for supporting the Tyranny Response Network and the Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Well, we appreciate you too, Corey, and the rest of you in Christian Exodus, and encourage you to continue your brave efforts here in South Carolina. We have a caller on the line. We'd like to welcome you this morning to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with? Well, we think we have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller? No, we don't hear any caller on the line. It says that we have a caller on the line. Our phones, we're checking our phone system, folks, this morning. I don't know what's happened, but we're trying to hear the caller, but we apparently cannot do so. Once again, caller, if you're there, go ahead and speak up and make yourself known. Well, caller, we're going to get to you in just a second. Our production staff is frantically working, trying to get our program back on the air with you. Just hang on a second, and we'll be right back with you. In the meantime, let me read another quick announcement. Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find they are regular people like you, concerned about the state of your republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting, 6:30 p.m., the second Thursday of the month. That was last Thursday at the Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road across from the Greenville Mall in Greenville. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the meetup at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at Cafe Underground just off of Main Street downtown. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. All right, we've a caller on the line now again. We're going to try to get you on the air now. This is Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Ah, we hear a voice, finally. Good. Well, go ahead, please. Well, who am I speaking with, did you say?
Leanna.
Okay, Leanna. Nice to hear from you this morning. What's happening? What's on your mind today?
I just have a question about the James Dobson issue. Has anyone actually received information back to him, confronting him on these things and seeing what kind of response he had back?
Well, that's a good question. We actually received a letter that started all of this off that he sent out regarding the war in Iraq, but we have not seen anything further. The only other evidence that I have directly from these latest things are two different people who have written into the show and said that they received emails about this Dr. Ross fellow, the Christian evolutionist, theistic evolutionist. So apparently, going by the testimony of two people who listened to Dobson, we can say that, well, there must be something of truth to it, but we would like even more evidence. That's why we've been calling for it here at Christian Worldview, if people could write in and let us know even further what's happening. Are you still there?
Yes. Okay. I think when people say something about someone, especially in the Christian limelight, that it's always a good idea to have that person respond to any kind of accusations or charges.
Yes, it's a good point. Well, I appreciate the call, Leanna. That's a great way to end our show today. Unfortunately, we are out of time on the Christian Worldview show. We're thankful for her call, and we pray that James Dobson would repent of any of these or problems, and we hope that we could hear more about this if you have personal information about Dobson event. You've been listening to Christian Worldview. Glad that you did today. Hope that you'll visit tyrannyresponse.com and also visit Rippin' Richie for his Sacred House Slaughterhouse at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Until tomorrow, this is Dr. John Coben signing off. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.